chayavim do with halachas of zimun. That's the beginning of your summer. And every mitzvah has its mazel. Some mitzvahs we find that kaiso ve machma and do mahadra ad asayf. And sometimes we find certain mitzvahs which look around, just people just don't get it right. And zimun, as we'll see, there are a couple things in zimun which a lot of times people do it. Apart from the night, so it's a zimun in life in scenarios. That's why I tell you tonight we'll start with hefes zimun. So the makara of hefes zimun, the marbings down, talking zayin brachas, kalash amiti, you know, mishnah yachdov. That's the makara. You have to, when you have a tzibur together, you have to make a zimun in order to when you together. So shaila is it a mitzvah deraisa, or it's only mitzvah derabban? What's an afkamina? So one afkamina is the case of suffik, which okay, usually it's not going to be some negia. It might be really not suffik, whether you weren't examined. Hey, some people are talented, they have suffix and everything, but the dark cloud, you're not going to suffik, copy that. The main afkamina is going to be when a bachur is bar mitzvah a lot of times, so he's the star of the show. Right. Lane's after Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, and Mark does the parasha, does musaf. And a lot of times by benching, they're mechavim to do zim. Now the shayla is, how do you know somebody's bar mitzvah? What makes somebody bar mitzvah? What makes somebody into, not sorry, what makes somebody into a gadol? So you have to have two things. You have to be shanim, you have to be 13 years old, and also shtei saris. You have to have both things. So every single time you have a bachur 13 years old, so meichat teisa, he really is bar mitzvah. You don't really know that he's bar mitzvah. So it's something called chazaka derab. Chazaka derab is that when astam, somebody is 13 years old, somebody who reached to age of 13, it's mistaver that it also has shtei saris. Since most times, chazaka piroiv, it's normal to assume that somebody who is 13 years old can have shtei saris. So therefore, Rabbi came along and said, when it comes to mitzvah derabanans, you can be seimach to say that a bar mitzvah boy is considered bar mitzvah because you can assume he has shtei saris. But if it be a mitzvah say deraisa, it'll come out that just because the bachur is 13 years old, so you can't assume he's bar mitzvah. Therefore, it's very, very negay. I'm going away in 2 weeks for Shabbos. I'm not going to be away in 2 weeks. I'm going to Rav in 2 weeks for Shabbos. So, I have a mitzvah boy at home. So the question is, can my bar mitzvah boy make kiddush for my wife or not? Kiddush is the mitzvah deraisa. Ladies are chayiv, the kiddush is deraisa. So the shayla is, can my mitzvah boy make kiddush or not? So based on what we say, what will be the halacha?
Or not.
What?
Or not.
So at night, kiddush is deraisa. Mishpura says that a bar mitzvah boy cannot make kiddush. Hashem came during the day with kiddush on derabanan, and he can make kiddush. There's a kevega that says even there was somebody who was like 16, 17 years old, and a kevega said, like, mechatesa, he has been kadol to be considered mechatesa already as they say.
Does he have nemanos?
What?
Does the boy have nemanos?
Well, a katan doesn't have nemanos.
That's right.
So if you start having, if you see, you know, if you like saw him, like, whatever, so if you saw Eshtei Saris, so then, okay, Eshtei Saris. Or if he starts wearing a little piece of buzz on his beard is growing, then you know Eshtei Saris. Otherwise, it's always considered suffic, and you cannot assume he's bar mitzvah until he's older. So when it comes to Zeman, so if Zeman's going to be a mitzvah deraisa, it'll come out that you cannot be mechabed, the bar mitzvah boy, to be yotzi in Zeman, because it's a mitzvah deraisa. It could be he's not really the age, you can go to you with Zeman. Hashem, if Zeman's going to be a mitzvah derabanan, then it'll be okay for a katan, for a bar mitzvah boy to lead the Zeman. So it's a big machlekes, the Torah brings down that it's deraisa, Yireim holds deraisa, and the Chazanish Lamaisa was chishes that Zeman is a deraisa. So according to the Chazanish, that my B'nai Bakhtam Achmer, that a bar mitzvah boy cannot be the one who's mezamin because the chishes is deraisa and mechatesa he's considered a gadol.
What if he's the third?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. That's a good point. There are those who are mekel. I'm saying there are the Rav is mekel, the Shakas Ari is mekel, and the Maisa, the Mishra Brua, as I saw us the other day, I was learning Kitzshak and my son, Kitzshak Narach is also mekel, and the Mishra Brua, the Maisa is mekel. Mishabur says it seems only Durabanan, so come out, according to Mishabur, come out of the Maisa, it would be okay for a bar mitzvah boy to lead the Zimun, because according to Mishabur, it is Durabanan.
Yeah, only who gets the mitzvah, the person who says for everyone who's joined together.
No, everyone gets the mitzvah. But the Shah's won't be noisy.
Everyone should have come on up for the mitzvah Zimun.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, the question is. The Shalom's asking a good question. What would the halacha if you have a Shabbos table, you, your bar mitzvah boy, and there's one other person there? One older person. So with there, according to Chazanish, is there any problem of having the bar mitzvah boy lean the zimun or not? Why? Because you have a manashach. If the bar mitzvah boy is not midiraisa considered a gadol, So then there's not really there's no chiyuv zimun deraisa. So you have a manishah. So the place to stay, like Shalom's saying, that if you just have three people, you have a bar mitzvah boy and two older adults, then it's okay for the bar mitzvah boy to lead the zimun. Because the manishah is not going to be a chiyuv deraisa. On the side that the cut, on the side is not really a gadol. Okay. Midorban, we say that we assume that there's a chiyuv, because midorban, we assume that it is a gadol. On that side, therefore, in that situation over there, it's definitely not a problem to have a bar mitzvah boy lead the zimun. The second scenario is not a problem. Is in a case where you didn't need a shir sviya. The halacha is that because a mazon on the chayim midiraisa is to have a shir sviya, you're full, you're totally full. If you don't have a shir sviya, you just have a kazayis on the chayim because a mazon midiraban.
Kibetzah.
What?
Kibetzah.
Kibetzah is from the tizidayim, kazayis is from the mazon.
But shir sviya is more than it's kibetzah.
No, it could be more.
It's more. Whatever it makes
totally
you full.
Let's think about, let's say, about the foods being starved. Let's think about the mishnah. So if the people over there didn't have a shir sviya. Let's say you have four people, and one of them didn't have a shir sviya, so definitely your chiyuv is not deraisa. Being that your chiyuv is not deraisa, so therefore in that case also will be okay for a bar mitzvah boy to leave his name. Anyhow, the das mishnah berurah is that it's okay, and the chazan shel shchei is that that's deraisa. Fine. Now, when it comes to the halacha zimun, it's a little bit history, the way zimun used to be. Mikra din de gemara, what zimun was that it was really a bracha de rabbim, that if you have three people, or ten, wherever it is, one person would be mitzi everyone, not only in Zimun, in the whole benching. One person would bench the whole benching, everyone would listen, and that's the increments of Zimun is that. That once we have three people together, it's a brach rabbin, we all come together, and one person's mitzi everyone in benching. There was a problem with that. Benching was turning into a little bit like Chazar Shashatz, that people's minds started wandering into all sorts of different places. And the halacha is that if somebody's being mitzi you in something and you're not paying attention, you're thinking about something else, so you're not yotze. Shuzan says like kiddush. If somebody's being mitzi you in kiddush. You start spacing out and your mind wanders and you're not paying attention to what the person's saying, and you miss the ikkar part of the bracha, you're not yotze kiddush.
What level can make it again?
What do you say? If you miss the ikkar part of the bracha, you missed those words.
What level of concentration?
What?
What level of focus?
If you miss the ikkar part, it's negate everything. I'm saying, kriya satari lepavi. Nice one sense that people probably would never get a crystal in their life. But
what's the level
of focus? The level of
what's the Iker part?
The Iker part of the bracha, the topic of the bracha, missing one word, obviously it's not a problem. Now, what's called paying attention? So the place you say gather, paying attention, that the gather is that if you know where the person's up to, then that's considered that you're paying attention. Because even though for example, let's say this happens once in a while, your wife's talking to you. And whatever, you think about something else. So your wife says, "You're not listening to me." So you're like, "Say everything you said." So she says, "But you're not listening to me." So even though that conversation is true, you're not really listening to her, but if you can say everything that she said, place to say that's cool enough, that's cool that you're listening. So too, if you know, they give it together. If you can follow, if you know where the person's up to, at any point, you know, wherever the person's up to, he's up to Haaretz, you know, he's up to that word, that's cool, that's enough concentration to say that you heard it. But if you have no idea where the person's up to, you're like, wait, what bracha are we in now? We're up to, that's cool you didn't hear. So being that there's a problem by Zeman that people were minds are wandering, therefore they weren't being able to benching. So the next slab was, they used to say Mila B'Mila. People say Mila B'Mila together, with the person leading the Mazaman, they used to say Mila B'Mila. Now already the minig is, but Mishapur said, this is Ma'akiv, that the first bracha, you have to say Mila B'Mila.
Ma'akiv.
And that is, Mishapur says Ma'akiv. That's the Ikeh Zimun, and it's Ma'akiv. This is the part which a lot of people got wrong. If the person...
Can't hear the guys when he's...
What do you say?
If he's mumbling, you can't hear him.
You're not doing it together. So the person's being Mazaman, he has to know the halacha, that he has to say the Zimun loud. And the people has to do it at a normal pace, not too quick, but you know, you can keep up with them. Because the Iker Zimun is, at least like one, is that you're doing it together. And the first bracha is not Mishma'akiv. You have to do Mila B'Mila until the end. You should go maybe to the bracha at the end. You should just finish up the forms against our main. But this is the part which you've seen in a lot of places that people are not familiar with the halacha, and the Mizami doesn't do allowed. And it comes out, you're not Mishma'akiv, it's Zimun. If you don't do it like that. You have to do Mila B'Mila first bracha. Like on that part, the Queen of Shmur is Ma'akiv. And it has to be Mila B'Mila. If you're in a place, like a big place, in yeshiva, or in a place where it's a big place, so the person who's down has to do very loud, so everyone could hear. Everyone could hear. If you have somebody far away, and he's not going to hear the person in the zamen, So he's not going to be yitzur.
So I shouldn't answer that.
The Shabbos says in that scenario, what you should do is, you're in a place where you're not going to be able to have a situation where you're able to get a person, you should split the Zimun. Even if you have 10, and you're going to lose the mile of the shame, if you're not going to do Mila B'Mila, the Shabbos says that part is ma'akiv, and you should do 3 as opposed to 10, because saying a Mila B'Mila is ma'akiv, and this is not, so this is a higher sense than the
Shabbos. Exactly. Is that in
Shabbos? Clip again with the design, and look at the Mishnah over there. Just the whole. Fine. So who's chayv in Zimun? Our latest chayv in Zimun. So our latest chayv in Zimun. A lot of times, you know, this is Zimun. A lot of times, his wife could be changing a diaper or out of the room. The question is, I'm free to wait for your wife. So the Gemara Samed has a shayla. If you have 3 ladies together, is there a chayv Zimun? Is Zimun only for men, or it's also for ladies? Sister-in-law, so she went to seminary, so she wrote back that, you know, first night of seminary, they together, and they wanted to make a Zimun. But they couldn't figure out the Nusach, like, Rebbe's in the Varech. Like, what to do, so they just left it, and they didn't make a Zimun. We pass in, the Gemara says, Nashin Mizanis Rishos, the ladies, 3 ladies making together, are allowed to make Zimun if they want, but there is no Chiyuv. The Going Taka says that Rishos means that it's a mitzvah, but not a Chiyuv. The Berlacha brings down the coin and says, I don't want to know him. We're not the ladies, ladies are not Mizanim. Especially in our Dura with many reasons ladies should not be Mizanim. But, the open Gemara, if there are 3 men and there are ladies there, then the Vade Chayiv. And everyone agrees to that. The Vade Chayiv. No, it's not the word, not like that. So, you have at the Shabbos table, you have 2 Bachim over, and you have a Zimun. So your wife, just like your mechuyev, your wife's mechuyev. She's just as much mechuyev as you. Come on, just as much mechuyev as you. She's definitely mechuyev, and you have to work out that, you know, you have to wait for her in order that she can answer. You know, so she has to go out or whatever. You have to wait. You have to make it that she's able to get some mitzvah, and you have to arrange it. Basically, your wife has zimun because the nights of nashim are chayev when they're men, they're the chayev, and you have to wait for them in order to make sure that they're.
Same thing. They can't leave a wedding early or something like that.
That what? That chayev.
Same way that a man
has to,
like, make a tonight or something.
Is that the same thing? Pashas, yeah, there's a small sweat in the cloud, maybe I'm not sure about the side, but Pashas would be the same thing.
In this case, a person's not done eating, and he has answers to the Zimun, and yeah. He waits to finish the first bracha, so that...
That is Yotze, that's called Yotze.
He's Yotze because...
Yeah, so that was your wife grabs
well, but
can't
you're not taking
whatever
long,
it is. So you can, you do like a regular situation. You give him Zimun, let her answer, and whatever.
But then she's not saying the word the first bracha, though. What about
that?
She should listen to
Yotze. Yeah, yeah. And that's a scenario. If somebody can't bench, you make a Zimun, and everyone answers, and...
He's listening then.
You listen.
Meal means listening or saying which minute?
It could be either one. The old minute was, one minute was that they speak Mitzvah in the first bracha. But if you're not, if you're benching, you do Meal of the Meal. If not, you could, there are some people who do that. They just listen to Meal of the Meal and then they start benching. There are some people who do that. That's also an option. You listen to Meal if you're hard to concentrate, you know, 2 things at one time. You could do that also.
Assuming the lady can't be Mitzvah, okay?
Right. No, they're not Mitzvah. Once, the Chalmud. Once there are 3 men or 10 men, then they have a chmidu, the chayal and the men, it's chayal and the ladies and the bodies of them.
Should answer also?
What?
Should answer
for sure, if they're 10 men, then they're the same thing, they're exactly shavu b'shavu. Once there's a chiv zimun, open gemara that is chiv and same chiv and the same thing. Right. Sometimes you have a scenario, I've been allowed to this situation, I have an uncle who's. Uncle, who's not from. So sometimes, but they know a little bit about benching, about Zimun, they know a little bit about it. Sometimes you get a little uncomfortable, you know, in a situation. It's like you, let's say your father and your uncle, and the question is, do you do a Zimun in that scenario? Can you start with somebody who's not from to Zimun? Is there a tzir for that? So it's like this. Really, Medina the Gemara, the Gemara says, Amaretz, really, Medina the Gemara, Amaretz, the Gemara says, and that is Amaretz, love. Marcha Yiga says that it's not as though Mustafa Amaretz because if we're not going to Mustafa Amaretz to Zimun, we're afraid that they're going to be pushed off the Derech and therefore Mustafa Amaretz. When it comes to people not from, so the place can say it depends. If for somebody was a Shan Lopirish, if somebody was from the Derech Hashashon, so then you definitely can have a Mustafa. And if the Derech can't be Mustafa. if it was somebody who was a tinnish nishva, so then already the paiskim are mekel. They say tinnish nishva, you can be mekel to be mistarfim to zim. The lashon was that somebody's not from, he's pasha v'lei lama. So chat is if he was Hashanah Pirish, he was pasha, therefore Abadi came to start. If it was somebody who was a Tinish Nishpa, so over there, the person said you can start from the Tizim. What's considered a Tinish Nishpa? That's a very explosive topic. It's going to get a lot of different things. It's going to get Chaslash and Hara, right? Can they add Ted or Palace and Adi, whichever paper it is, make it all that? Can they write Lash and Hara about, you know, the Prime Minister or about Yair Lapid? So can you write? Can you say Lashon Hara about them right now? So if we're going to say that they're a Tinnik Shanishba, so then it's not so Pasha. Why say Lashon Hara about them? Let's say about them. If somebody's not because not a Tzimai Samechal, so then you'll say Lashon Hara about them. If you can say the Tinnik Shanishba, so it's not so Pasha. Then not a Tzimai Samechal. The Pasha Tinnik Shanishba is a Silenus, and then therefore the Lach will be that we also say Lashon Hara. So it's Mechalik Rishonim, what they get at Tinnish Nishba. The Lashon Gemara is Tinnish Nishba Ben Agoyim. He grew up somewhere Ben Agoyim. Wasn't exposed to Jews at all, never heard of Jews, didn't know anything. So that's in there, we say he's considered Amos. Mashen came, somebody who was exposed from Jews, that's somebody Rishonim, which I'm asking, that's how every Asher went, that if they're exposed to from Jews, you can't say they're Amos. You can't say they never heard of Yiddish. They know from Jews. They know they exist, and Rav Ashen held that to be considered a Tinnish Nishba has to be somebody like, now they're not in the gay, I'm saying, we're in the communication age. But therefore, it's kind of in the gay. Other poiskin, this is more of the word person go like this, that even if somebody was exposed from Jews, but the whole exposure was incitement and hearing how crazy some Jews are, and you know, we have, in all these series, we have horns, right? Now they just say a lot worse. But if the, all their, if all your exposure is from the Chileni papers, and unfortunately, if you write one, you'll see what they write about us, and that's your whole exposure, so you're brainwashed, somebody's brainwashed is also Xidonis. If the Chazan says that Bezman Azad, the people who had Chinech Ra, they brought up bad, they would be considered a conviction issue. So therefore, when it comes to benching, so therefore, when you get benching, so if someone was a Shana Lepirish, you went off the Derek Abadi, you cannot come start from the Zeman. Mashen came, if the scenario was that the person in the Tinnish Nishba, the person in the Chinuch Ra.
He lives in the from neighborhood?
What do you say?
He lives in the neighborhood from Jews there? Is that still in Chazos together, or
if
no?
If you brainwash, you brainwash. I'm saying, you brought up. That's not so simple. No, they sign against everything. What? They're for their things, they're for their things. They're not busy with us, they have whatever. It's both. What? It's both.
Be honest, the beginning, before benching the baruch, that's the nachmino, or do you let us see it?
No, is there a table? Let's say, if you have three people, two and one nachmino. Do you make a
table? Is it a big deal?
One of the guys doesn't know about this halacha, and he's not saying along.
That's not a bad sheet. That also could be a problem.
I'm saying, is that called Lalit or Yotzi or not Yotzi?
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. There's one more halacha. Next week I have to speak about more about the running out of time. There's one more halacha. Next week we'll speak about what to do in a scenario when a very common check comes up when somebody goes to a chasana and you're not interested in being stuck in the chasana for 4 hours. So what to do in that scenario in order that you can get a zimun. We'll discuss that next week. Running out of time. There's one more halacha that's sparred in. That the Gemara says cutting a daily mivarchim is not allowed. There's a sheet in the Gemara says cutting a daily mivarchim. He knows who he's making a bracha to. Like a shvarchu, mizalim love, you make a zim. So the svarim are noyig. If you have a cutting who's 9 years old, who knows, understands, making a bracha like a shvarchu, the svarim are ready to start from the zimun. So if you ever buy a svarim's house and you see that they have like, you know, some, they make a zimun with you, the father, and the 10-year-old. Svadim are noyig, the Pshad is a cutting deal in Mimbachim, them is Amlo. Ashkenazim wait to represent Bar Mitzvah, But the Sfaradim, once already is 9 years old, you didn't move up from his Mizanim. Therefore, the place can say that if you're in that scenario, you should let the Sfaradim bench. You should let the Sfaradim bench, you shouldn't bench, because whatever.
Your entrance.
Yeah. So, by the Shem Hashem, Rabbi Yashar said, you shouldn't answer Shem Hashem. By the Rechel Ekerim, with the 9 people and 1 katan over 9 years old. And by the Sfaradim, the Sfaradim is benching. Rabbi Yashar said, you really shouldn't say, you shouldn't say the Rechel Ekerim. The Ekerim is not Makif. So the Iker Zimun we said is a bracha biyachid. You have to do it together. It was very important that when you do Zimun, you have somebody who says it out loud, that person could do it together. With the Mavarach Shalva, the Zimun is the Reis to Arbanan, Machlekes, Chazal is the Reis, and Shalva is the Arbanan. And Hakim is going to be by Akiris Bar Mitzvah, like the son of Hanem to do it. Nashim by themselves are not mechuyev. Once they're men, nashim do are mechuyev. And if somebody's not from, so we said, if it's not a priest, you can't even start from him. If it seems from Israel, okay, you can start from him.